Guten Erev Shabbos, Daniel Eisenberg here with a little bit of Torah, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Parsha Shalach, we have the famous story of the Chet HaMeraglim, which is clearly the primary narrative in the Parsha. But at the end of the Parsha, there is a scene, really not the end of the Parsha, actually the end of the narrative of the Chet HaMeraglim. There is a scene with a group of people that are, I think, often overlooked when we think about Parsha Shlach, when we learn it when we're younger. And that group is referred to as the Ma'apilim, right? That after, basically the Parsha features the story of the Moshe sending out the Meraglim, them returning to Klal Yisrael with a mostly negative report, a national hysteria ensues, and there's a rebellion basically against Moshe and Aaron, and Yoshua and Kalev are really unable to stop it. So Hashem has to step into the picture and take care of the Meraglim, the evil Meraglim. And thanks to Moshe Rabbeinu's long tefillah, Hashem agrees not to destroy the nation on the spot, but rather he will allow the entire generation to die out in the Midbar over the course of the next 38 or so years. So they're going to be wandering throughout the Midbar, following the Ananim wherever they go, and that will be their existence for the next, you know, close to 40 years, till they die in the Midbar, and the next generation will be the one that enters Eretz Yisrael. But at the end of this scene, going towards the end of Perek Yud Daled, the Torah tells us about a group that steps up. There was a group of Jews who were very upset about this, and they went up and they said, right, Hinenu avelinu el amakom asher amar Hashem ki chatanu, we've sinned and we're gonna go. And Moshe tells them, no, we already told you that it's not happening. We're not going to be entering Eretz Yisrael. We're gonna be dying in the Midbar. And it says that vayapilu, they were defiant. They went up anyway, the Ma'apilim, and they went tried to go into Eretz Yisrael, and they were completely obliterated by the Amaleki and the other Canaanim trying to defend their land, or the land that they inhabited. And it's just a little strange. What's going on here? I mean, the primary narrative, I mean, it's as extra as it sounds to us, it's also extra, you know, in the actual story. What was going on after the decree was already set that they're not going to enter Eretz Yisrael? So all of a sudden, this group of Ma'apilim are going into Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like at the time it was extra, and as we reflect and read the parsha, it sounds extra so much so that I think a lot of people really overlook them. But I think it's actually a critical part of the story. The Ma'apilim, at least in the contrast to the Meraglim and the national response to the Meraglim, which was that it eliminates some variables and shows us what everything's really about. Right? Like a big variable would be Eretz Yisrael, right? So of course it's important and critical to live in Eretz Yisrael, right? That's clear from the everything that the Torah is written, from the promise to the Avos. That's clear. But timing is actually a very real question. At one point, the Meraglim were making their own cheshbonos, and they said, no, we don't want to enter Eretz Yisrael. We can't. We're not going to be able to do it. We don't want to. Whatever their motivation was, the Mefarshim discussed that. But they didn't want to enter Eretz Yisrael. And they were punished for that. But lest you say, see, this, we're supposed to enter Eretz Yisrael no matter what. So the Ma'apilim tried to do that, and they tried to enter Eretz Yisrael no matter what, even after Hashem told him not to, and that was also unsuccessful, which shows us that what's really going on here is just follow the lead of Hashem. That's what we're supposed to do. Not the Meraglim, not the Ma'apilim, following what the lead of Hashem is, what Moshe tells us to do, that's really what we need to do. And I think that's also the message of the Ananim, right? The next 38 years, it's a lesson in Amunah. It's Amunah 101, and the professor of the lesson is the clouds, right? The Ananei HaKavod, because that's teaching us that when the clouds move, you move, as Bahaloscha discussed. When the clouds move, you move. When the clouds stop, you stop, whether it's a few days, a few months, a few hours, a bunch of years. You go exactly where the clouds tell you to go. Don't be like the Meraglim making their own cheshbonos. Don't be like the Ma'apilim making their own cheshbonos. Follow what Hashem tells you as expressed through the Navi. It's very difficult in this tikkuvah that we're in. You know, a lot of people have a lot of different sources of information. and a lot of cheshbonos to be made. But of course, ultimately, we need to be directing our attention to our poskim, as informed by the medical excerpts, as halacha instructs us to do. And that's really the avoda for all of life. Of course, we could always think, we could always ask questions, we could always do research, but ultimately, there is a halachic system through which we can best understand what Hashem wants from us. And we have to have the emunah in the system, and the emunah to do what's right, and follow Hashem wherever He leads us. Have a beautiful Shabbos.